We can even go on now, but Jeremy Connie, you got a shot.
Your story's about dicks.
I hope it's about fucking.
God damn. I hope it's not. Show us your mirror.
Just whip it out.
I was very scared to go on after Mike did his fan fiction because it was so damn good. And then I was even more scared to go on after Chris came up and did his fan fiction. Because because I chose to do a serious topic. A lot of tonight, other than Chris Cotwell, has been talking about the joy of fantasy and escaping into a fantasy realm. While I agree that it is a pillar of the psyche, and I totally agree with how awesome it is, I wanted to talk today about something that is on the flip side of that. I want to talk about how our lives, each and every one of our lives, should be treated like a story. And that you get to be the happiest person that you can be by treating your life like a story. Every story has its ups and downs, you know, beginning, end, middle, and exposition, rising action, and the conclusion. Now, I treat everybody's high school, up until high school, as your exposition. And I treat exposition like you spend 4 sentences on it and you blather it out as fast as you can, because it's just necessary. You just have to say it in order to get onto the good stuff, which is the rising action. And it's named rising action for a reason, because you do stuff and it gets better as you go. There's going to be ups and downs during it, but you do stuff. Now, for everybody that's counting, we are all in rising action right now. This is the time to do stuff. Now, what do? I say you do what you want to get what you want. And that's really broad because we all have different lives. We all have different wants. And maybe we don't even know what we really want out of life right now. And that's okay. For those of us who do know what we want, we're doing things to get that. We're taking risks. Even if we fall flat on our faces, we're doing things to get what we want. And if you don't know what you want, me included, here's my advice for you. Pick something. Pick something you think you know what you want. What you think you want. Do it. Take risks. And either have them succeed or fail and learn along the way whether or not that is what you want to do. Because I treat everything in between high school and growing old and going out to a cabin to live for the rest of your life as rising action. That's your conclusion. That's when you settle and you're done doing stuff. Everything else should be working towards what you want to do. What's going to make you happy? There are great stories in life. There are good and bad times in life. I would say one of the greatest stories that I've ever heard of someone's life is actually sitting in this room right now and owns this theater, is renting this theater, is making this theater happen. Byron came from Tennessee to Chicago to do comedy and eventually is running his own theater, pursuing his dream, doing what he wants to do, which is an amazing story. This is what I want everybody to have for their lives. And if you think that you have a boring life right now, or that it's shitty, keep in mind that every good story has good downtimes. I am just personally coming out of a downtime in my story right now. I've spent the better part of a year giving away a part of myself and what I want out of life, being lost and confused, and on the better side of that, coming out of it, I actually have a much clearer vision of what I want for myself. So even those downtimes serve your story. They help you teach yourself and learn what you want out of life. I know that I want to go to Big Sur in California and do travel photography. I want to travel to Scotland, which I'm hopefully going to within this year, and go take photography of the most beautiful landscape that I've seen in photos. And I know that, now I know that I have to do that because of the year that I effectively lost to my own goals and career. So, in this time, right now, before you settle in a cabin and become do nothing for the rest of your lives, I want you to find what you want to do with your life. Take risks. Get out of your comfort zone. Rise or fall, get back up again. And I want you to do your rising action. Thank you, guys.
That speaks to a lot of what I've been thinking about lately. And I mean, you know, part of growing up is that you have to do things that you don't want to do. That's what, that's half of being an adult. But I think the other half, and people will tell you this is false, I say fuck them. If you don't do at least one thing that you want to do, that's really sad to me. Like, Jeremy is absolutely right. Always make time to do what you want. Because that is the number one most important thing I think you can do. Thank you, Jeremy.